Back on for the second Outdoor Report of the Hour with Mike Prokopovich from the West Branch Sportsman's Club in Scandia, talking about those free rifle sighting days again this year. Thanks for sticking around, Mike.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So again, the dates are Saturday, November 2nd, Saturday, November 9th, and Sunday, November 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and this is absolutely free. Remind folks again, you know, what they're going to walk into when they show up to shoot their rifle. What do they need to bring, and what kind of folks will be available there?
Well, we highly recommend that you bring what it is that you're going to take out in the woods with you as far as equipment. You know, I mean, even your accessories and so forth. I myself have pulled up there more than once, and suddenly I'm going through my bag looking, where in the heck did I put that extra box of shells? So, you know, check it out before you go. Make sure you have the right caliber shells for what you're taking. And quite honestly, I always take two. I always take my primary gun, and I always have a backup gun because I don't hunt right at close to home. So if something happens with the first one, I've got a second one to lean on. So it's not a bad idea to bring them both out, check them out. Just all that sort of stuff. Everything that you're going to use that day, it's a good idea to bring it with.
Let's talk a little bit about if they show up and one of the rings is really loose or it's just not even close to the target. Is there folks there that can help with that?
There are. We try and do everything that we can. Now, we're not going to actually take and work on somebody's gun for them, but we'll kind of guide them through the process if they need to tighten up some screws. Or a lot of times, even just that simple stuff of the crosshairs are at an angle. They're not, you know, I'm an old engineer. I like to have my crosshairs straight up and down and perfectly flat sideways. You know, little things like that, we can kind of work with someone, walk them through it. And that's really the best way to do it because sometimes they might have to do it on their own too. So
yeah. Well, range officers will be there to make sure things are safe, bring some ear protection. And I want to talk a little bit now about the news of expansion at West Branch Sportsman's Club because it's been a long time coming to put in a long-range rifle.
Yeah, it has. It has. We've been working on a couple of different avenues for this over the last few years. We did finally procure property. Actually took two different purchases to complete the whole deal. And we've got all of that is set, that whole process is closed. And so this year we brought in also then a pretty good sized bulldozer and a fella that came in and worked for us trying to flatten out a 400 yard range, which is pretty impressive when you think about distance. That's quite a walk out there. So at this point, what we have is it's fairly well flattened out, but we have not put up shooting boards at this time. However, if somebody is interested in doing something more than 150 yards, they're welcome to bring along some targets, and we'll see that they can get them set up and take a swing at them if they'd like to.
Oh, that's really cool. And Mike, I really appreciate it. Check out West Branch Sportsman's Club on Facebook. Again, free rifle sight-in days, Saturday, November 2nd, Saturday, November 9th, and Sunday, November 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thanks for stopping in, Mike.
My pleasure.
This is The Outdoor Show.